It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Do you sing with me when I sing? It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. I hope you do. I hope you sing that with me. I have something to show you. I found this. I want to ask you, if you have any idea what that might be? When I first saw it, I didn't know. But then I saw this part to it, and I realized that they fit together to make a toothbrush. That's a traveling toothbrush. Those people who travel places put it in a little box like that. Do you ever brush your teeth? Do you know what the doctor's called who takes care of teeth? It's called a dentist. And I have to go to the dentist today. And I thought maybe you might like to come with me so you could see what it was like. But before I go, I want to show you this book. It's a book of dentistry equipment, different things that we'll see at the dentist's office when we go. Dentistry equipment. This is the chair that I'll sit in, and I'll lie back in it while he works on my teeth. Dr. Watson is his name. This is the chair that the dentist will sit on. There are some women dentists and some men dentists. These are some of the tools that he uses to work on my teeth. This is a light, and that light shines right into the patient's mouth so the doctor can see inside the mouth very well, the dentist doctor. These are some of the tools the dentist uses. This is like a toothpick, like a fancy toothpick. It's a kind of jacket that the dentist wears. You can look for these things when we go. This is a bowl that the patient can spit into. And that's a cup that sometimes has sweet tasting liquid in it that you put in your mouth and go like that and spit out. Let's see what time it is. Oh, we still have a little time. We won't go yet. Sometimes it hurts when the dentist is working on the teeth. But I like for the dentist to tell me if it's going to hurt. And if it's not going to hurt, I like the dentist to tell me too. Don't you? Don't you like to be told things? I like to be told when you're going away, when you're going to come back, and how long you will stay, how long you will stay. I like to be told, I like to be told, if it's going to hurt, if it's going to be hard, if it's not going to hurt. I like to be told, I like to be told. It helps me to get ready for all those things that are new. I trust you more and more each time that I'm finding those things to be true, true. I like to be told, 'cause I'm trying to know, and I'm trying to learn, and I'm trying to grow. I like to be told, I like to be told. Don't you? Before we go to the dentist, let's have some make-believe. Right? Remember yesterday? Remember the make-believe of yesterday? When King Friday sent his pilot, Yoshi Ito, off to get Reardon to come to the neighborhood of make-believe to give her lessons? Okay. Let's think about that now. Neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, hello there, trolley. Well, I was looking for my plane and my pilot. Yes, I know. But Reardon is coming today.
Did I hear the name Reardon?
You did, fair child.
He's coming today.
In my airplane.
Well, how are you going to welcome him?
Well, by a royal greeting, of course. When he arrives, I shall simply say, King Friday the 13th, the monarch of this land, bids you welcome to this neighborhood.
Oh, come on, let's give him something special.
What do you mean, something special? What would you suggest?
Well, everybody could sing, We welcome you today. I mean, everybody here.
Well, there's not enough time to plan that.
What's time? I can do anything in nothing flat. Calling all neighbors, calling all neighbors. When Reardon lands, everybody sing, we welcome you today, like that.
We welcome you today.
Not now.
We know your life.
No, not now. When Reardon lands in King Friday's plane.
That is a rather nice idea, fair child.
And when the song is over, I will give Reardon a great big toothbrush.
Toothbrush? Why would you do that?
Well, it's something you can always use, a nice new toothbrush.
Well, I never. Oh, here they come. Here they come. Here they are.
Everybody get ready.
Ms. Ito and Mr. Reardon, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Let them have it, friends.
We welcome you today. We know you're like our neighborhood and hope that you will stay. We welcome you today. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you today.
We welcome you. We welcome you.
It was rousing, wasn't it? A welcome.
Well, I think I'm speechless.
Well, you're not songless, are you?
Oh, no, Lady Elaine, never songless. I always have a song to sing. And it's such a great pleasure to be welcomed in such a neighborhood as this with such a royal welcome. I'm very glad I came. Yes, I'm very glad I came.
And so are we, Reardon.
Thank you.
I guess you understand our need here.
Well, I told him King Friday, and he said he would give me some lessons.
Yes, on one condition.
What is that?
Well, I give singing lessons to Ms. Ito, and she gives flying lessons to me.
Flying lessons?
Uh-huh.
You want to learn to fly.
Oh, huh. Yes.
Excellent. Well, in my airplane, you will. You agree, Miss Ito?
Sure, of course.
Yes, very well, then. I have one condition.
What is that, Your Majesty?
Reardon will make up a new opera while he is here.
I expected that.
And you agree?
Well, of course.
I have something you didn't expect.
I never know what to expect from you, Lady Elaine. I wonder what it is. Well,
here it is. A toothbrush, Reardon, for your pearlies there.
Well, there's something you can always use. A new toothbrush.
Just what I always say. And a welcome for you.
Well, thank you. My goodness. A new toothbrush and flying lessons, uh-huh, all in the same neighborhood.
Come inside, friends, to see the queen and the prince and all the
lovers.
Reardon knew that King Friday would want another opera, didn't he? Well, do you remember yesterday in our make-believe what kind of an opera Handyman Negri wanted to make up? Do you remember that? He and King Friday were talking about it. Well, we'll talk more about that tomorrow. We'll make up more about the opera tomorrow. And Reardon said, sure. I will teach Yoshi some more singing if she will teach me how to fly. See? Each one teaching the other something else. Oh, it's about time to go to the dentist now. Now, the dentist's name is Dr. Watson, and the receptionist's name there, the person who receives you, who greets you, is Miss Highland. So come along with me to the dentist's office. You can see what it's like to have the dentist take care of my mouth. Come along.
That will be fine. Goodbye.
Hello, Miss Highland.
Hello, Mr. Rogers. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks. Brought my television friends with me. This is Miss Highland. She
How
helps
do you do?
Dr. Watson.
Won't you please be seated, Mr. Rogers? The doctor will be with you in a moment.
Sure. Now, this is a waiting room. It's a room where people wait. And there are magazines in the waiting room. Here's some children's books here. Because Dr. Watson takes care of children's teeth, too. Yeah. There's lots I want to show you inside his office.
Hi, Janet. We're ready for you now, Mr. Rogers.
Thanks, Dr. Watson.
How are you today?
Good, thank you. Right. You all right?
Have a seat, please.
Thank you. Dr. Watson, I've brought my television friend with me today.
Hello.
This is Dr. Watson. And I just hope that as we go through this procedure, we'll be able to show them some of the things that you do.
We'll adjust the chair first.
Okay.
Make you comfortable.
This is a comfortable chair. I've always liked this chair. Oh. Want me to turn the light on?
If you would, please.
This is one of the things I can do.
Thank you.
See, what that light does is to shine a beam of light right into my mouth so Dr. Watson can see it really well. Gonna put the bib on.
There you are.
See, this is very much like a bib. In case any of my saliva comes down, you see? Washing your hands.
Yes, Mr. Rogers, we have to wash quite a few times a day.
Every time you change patients, do you wash your hands?
Yes, we do.
My. see dentists put their fingers into your mouth sometimes as they examine your mouth. So naturally, they want their hands to be clean. Now, what's the first thing here that you'll use that maybe we could show?
Usually, we first use our mouth mirror to examine and look around the teeth.
Regular mirror, only on a long stick. Huh?
You can see your face in the mirror.
Yeah.
And we'll lower the chair to working height. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
This is our toothpick.
Oh, it is like a toothpick, only a very long one. One on each end.
We have a look, please. We seem to be in very good shape, Mr. Rogers.
Good. Feels good. Did you see inside my mouth? Did you see those fillings? Those gold places? That's where cavities were. Dr. Watson filled them in. They're holding up well.
Now we shall clean your teeth, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, I'd like to show my friends that.
This is our tooth polisher. We call this our electric toothbrush.
I remember when you showed it to me the first time you put it on my finger. That's a little bit of toothpaste right on there, huh? I was thinking something as you were doing that.
There's one thing you can't do, and that's talk when your mouth's that far open. Can't say a word.
That's it.
Gonna wash away the toothpaste. Then we'll use our vacuum cleaner to pick up the water.
Office, you used to have that thing that you spit into. I guess the vacuum cleaner takes the place of that.
It does. It saves us some time also.
You see, you did the top part. Now I guess you'll be doing the bottom too, is that it?
Right. Sometimes people say that the rubber cup tickles their teeth.
Mm. More water and vacuum cleaner. Could I show those two things to my friend? And you see, this one button here, when you push it, I think this is the water one, isn't it?
It's the water.
And then this one is air. See how the air pushes the water in? Could you use that other to get this water up? Then the water just goes right into the vacuum cleaner. Is that it?
That's it, Mr. Rogers. Everything's in fine shape. We'll see you again in 6 months.
Great.
I'll let you down.
Oh, I forgot to ask you about the toothbrush. Wanted to show my friends that great big model of teeth that you have.
Of course.
Check this off.
We have a large brush.
That's the one. Look how big that toothbrush is. And it's just model of people's teeth. They're made out of plastic, these are. Well, this is the way I brush my teeth. From the top down there and then from the bottom up here. But children don't have to do that right at the beginning, do they?
Generally, we teach a child to use the scrub method. Back and forth, any scrubbing action that he can used to clean his teeth, we find is sufficient. And he can learn the method that you use later on as he grows older.
It's mighty important, though, isn't it?
Sometimes a parent can begin brushing a child's teeth and showing them how by holding the child's head in their lap and actually scrubbing the teeth for the child.
Mm-hmm. And little by little, children learn themselves, don't they?
And pretty soon the child takes over.
Sure. Well, 6 months, you say. I'll be back. And thank you very much.
Goodbye, Mr. Rogers.
This kind of a visit is helpful for my friends to know just what to expect when they come to a dentist's office. Miss Hyland?
Yes, Mr. Rogers.
He wants me back in 6 months.
Okay, I will set up an appointment for you in 6 months.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome,
bye.
Mr. Rogers.
Bye, Mr. Rogers.
Sandrine, the doctor will see you now.
How are you today? Good. Come right in, please.
Feels good. Kind of smooth and have a good taste in my mouth. Well, all dentist's offices aren't exactly the same, of course. You know, the dentist that you see might have an office that looks quite different from that. But the dentist will take care of your teeth.
And of course, sometimes you have to wait a lot longer than that to get to see the dentist. But there are things to do while you're waiting. Sure. I remember when I was little, I used to play that I was the dentist. Yeah, I had a little screwdriver, and I'd go like that with the screwdriver and pretend that was the dentist's drill on my teddy bear. Yeah. My teddy bear was usually a better patient for me than I was for the dentist. I better feed the fish. There you are, fish. Go along and eat. I like our times together. Yours and mine, our television times. But do you know what else I like to think about? I like to think about the times that you play without television. Yeah, the times that you make up your own play. Those are great times. Mm-hmm. I like to think that you make up stories, that you do things, that you look around and listen. I like to think about what children do and enjoy. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I'll be thinking about you, and I'll be back to be with you tomorrow. Bye.
People who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.